And you know what it means on a Thursday. It means we are going to be having Trendspotting Thursdays with Ryan McFadyen. Now, I love talking about all things marketing and all things mega trend with him. But here we go with a very interesting discussion on influencer marketing and the future thereof. It's time for Trendspotting Thursdays.
Breakfast with Refilwe Moloto on Cape Talk.
Ryan, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks, Refilwe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to have this discussion with you, and I know that you might not believe it, but I am.
Well, thank you. I'd hope that you'd be excited every week.
I am excited every week, but you know, everything that you bring to us is always very, it's very insightful. It's something to look forward to. It's a great way to kick off, you know, the pre-weekend and planning strategy for the coming week, in terms of understanding how our world is shifting. But the reason I'm very excited to have this one with you is because of your positive outlook and because it's a topic that tends to draw ire from people or some kind of sarcasm and eye rolling. And so I'm keen to have a pure constructive discussion around influencer marketing with you.
Yeah, so influencer marketing is so interesting. I mean, we as an agency have been involved in it since pre-social media, which I know makes me sound very old, but it is a relatively new industry and movement. And I think that the aspect that has become most interesting to me is that it's predominantly utilized to tap into the millennial generation. And it's kind of this the darling of youth marketing, as they put it. And what's so interesting is that the millennials actually are the generation that's most skeptical about the technique, with 54% of millennials stating that they don't trust influencers. And this has really come because of the ubiquity of influencer marketing in today's media landscape. So you start to look at aspects that the consumers that it's most targeted towards actually know that it's basically just another paid media broadcast channel. And because of that, what we're starting to see is that these influencers are actually starting to lose their credibility within their follower audience, who actually started following them because they were an authentic voice and because they provided a form of intimacy into the life of that influencer. And so what influencers are now starting to do is they're actually starting to create paid access channels so that they can actually start to create the type of content that they want to create, as opposed to being restricted by the type of brands that they're partnering with in creating more brand-friendly type content. And I love utilizing the example, a local example, like Lesizwe Dambuza, he's become a huge sort of YouTube darling. He's got 449,000 subscribers, and really because he's become a content creator. And so we're starting to see this element of traditional influencers actually becoming more powerful as content creators.
I feel as though that's something that was that has been a global trend for a while. And I mean, like the Asian kids who are 15 million followers deep, you know, $20,000 a product mention kind of vibe.
Yeah, so it's very much so. I think the content creator aspect has really become, and it's starting to gain more and more momentum. But where we're starting to see this trend evolve is we're actually now starting to see platforms that are facilitating the ability to actually commercialize your content as opposed to commercializing your audience. So we've got this idea. So you've got this idea of Patreon as an example, which is a growing platform. It's got about 150,000 influencers on the platform. But what the platform allows you to do is to actually, as I say, commercialize your content by allowing your followers to buy a membership to your content, which then allows them to obviously have access to the type of content you're creating, which gives them a more intimate look into your life. And I love the idea of you would have probably seen Virgil Abloh launching a new Instagram handle, which actually gives you a behind-the-scenes look into the way that him and his Louis Vuitton design team have been designing via WhatsApp.
I did not see that process. Don't make me look old. I'll have to look it up. I missed it completely. I saw the men's line launched last week, yeah, but I didn't see the big behind the scenes.
Yeah, you must have a look. I mean, it's amazing to actually show the power of WhatsApp, where him and his designers are actually creating this design process during COVID, where, for instance, the designer will send him an image of what they've drawn. He'll then comment and actually circle the different images and WhatsApp it back. And it's kind of this backwards and forwards. And it's been a really great element of actually being able to see it. And I think this is the trend that we're starting to see, is that influencers are allowing this intimate look into their lives. And that's really where the power has come in this sort of content creation space. We've also seen it become so powerful. So, for instance, I mean, a huge deal that's come from Twitch, which is, we've mentioned before, as a gaming platform, is now starting to expand as influencers start to embrace the power of Twitch, where consumers who follow them are able to, you know, do donations or to sort of provide money to the streamers in appreciation for the content they create. So American rapper Logic has actually retired, in inverted commas, from music after signing a 7-figure deal with Twitch to actually create content which showcases his lifestyle, his love for gaming, the process of making his music. And so what people are starting to see is you're starting to see this element of consumers now starting to, again, embrace the creationary process of the influencers that they love. And hot on the heels of this trend is really TikTok. And I know TikTok's been in the media for a myriad of aspects over thing, namely a Donald Trump banning them in the US. But they're actually launching their first TV app, which is called More on TikTok, on Amazon Fire TV, which actually allows curated video and playlists from some of the biggest TikTok influencers that allows the longer than sort of video content that runs longer than 1 minute, which is obviously the limit on TikTok. So seeing a lot of these influencers and platforms starting to create the ability to create more long form content.
One day when we have more time, I want us to talk about the arc of advertising and content creation and how this is returning to the days of old. Because the reason that we launched influencers and their personalities was that people were tired of having product pushed at them, right? And content pushed at them, and wanted the democratization of a different voice. And then this, and then we got the shorter and shorter format, Vine, YouTube clips. I would probably start with after adverts, definitely from movies and TV shows, all the and soapies, which used to be an advertising platform in the States, all the way to Vine, and which was 15 seconds, and you know, TikTok, which is a minute, and Instagram stories. And then we move now toward the content, as you say, being commercialized as opposed to the followers being commercialized, which is almost a return to an advert that clicks you through back to more on TikTok.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, I mean, I'd love to chat about it in more detail. I think it's so interesting to look, even if you start to look at the element of the original content economy, and even certain aspects of pre-COVID where, you know, consumers were trying to, and it was actually called the sped up original content economy, where people were able to watch content in fast forward so that they could consume more content more quickly. That has changed with COVID, with people having more time on their hands and actually going back to watching it at normal speed. But there's so many interesting trends that have linked into exactly what you're talking about, the full circle nature of branding and marketing, and how it's actually starting to link more into traditional content.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much to you, Ryan McFadyen, co-founder and head strategist at Have You Heard?